Stephen Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Is it a bad omen for the show today that before things even begin, Sylvia has injured herself in the studio while sitting down?
That hurt.
She went to put her headphones on and smashed her elbow right into the desk. Is that what happened there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happens like maybe once a day.
That you
even when you're not here,
your face into the microphone.
That hasn't happened in a while.
You're constantly smacking your knee against whatever is underneath the desk.
That's the desk's fault.
You bruise easy. You're the only person that I've ever known that gets regularly injured while sitting down doing the same thing.
As far as like too. OSHA, you know, is involved, pretty safe work site.
Low impact. Yeah, not a lot of stress on the joints normally.
I should be in a bubble wrap.
Just, you know?
Like, wrap me up.
This is pretty much the equivalent of being in a bubble wrap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somehow.
You know, like, extra.
We've got padding on some of the walls here.
Yeah.
And somehow I still manage to injure myself.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Be careful.
Good news and bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
How about we start off with some bad news today, Dave?
Oh, boy. So everyone's heard the phrase being hangry, right?
When
yes.
Yeah,
it's man.
Real.
Yeah, you're so hungry that
hangry
you're angry.
Right
you're hungry,
or maybe,
angry.
Or maybe that you're angry and then you add in hungry with it.
It's just
a bad combination.
Horrible.
How about hungry and horny?
Hungry?
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 I'm extremely hungry.
Well, it's not. It's
what? Is that why you're banging the...
that's why you're banging the desk. No, it's not people. It's alligators in Florida. Because, of course, a family in Fort Myers was awakened by an 8-foot alligator in their yard in the middle of the night last week. In another part of town, a motorist captured footage of a massive gator just casually strolling down a busy road. With the mating season underway, the randy reptiles tend to be more active, but one expert told local media that there was more to it than that. The weather is getting warmer, the higher temps speed up their metabolism, and that makes them hungrier, so they're hungry and horny.
Oh, no.
Some might even be looking for chicken. A motorist in Northport had to call cops after coming out of a chicken wing restaurant and finding a gator waiting under her car. Dang it.
You throw that gator some bones?
I mean, I don't know if you want to encourage the behavior.
I mean, like...
Like, I feel like it's going to make it
worse. Away, like, if it turns into... Breadcrumbs.
There you go.
That's a... I don't know why my mouth wasn't working that like that. It's tough.
You're going to isolate that, right, Ian? I don't know why my mouth wasn't working like that.
Yep, I already taken care
okay,
of it.
Okay, uh-huh.
Are you hungry?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, if you're headed to Florida anytime soon.
I was thinking about them delicious-ass wings.
Expect to see more gators out in the open. April and May and June, they say. The busy season, if you will, for mating.
Oh, no.
Why doesn't our metabolism speed up when it gets warm outside?
Just slightly warmer, so we all automatically get our summer bods.
Yeah. Just like make it automatic, nature.
That'd be awesome.
Would it, though? Because if everyone had a summer bod, then it wouldn't be impressive to have a summer bod.
Yeah, but still.
Still.
Yeah.
I want to be able to
eat
more.
Have a nice body.
Some good news today as well.
What's that?
Workers on an oil rig noticed a dog in the middle of the ocean last Friday. The dog's head was just poking out above the ripples as she was paddling around. They called out to the exhausted animal, which was between 3 and 5 years old, they think, and she swam towards them, took refuge amongst the rusty metal bars of the rig. The workers lowered a rope down and brought the brown dog up to her safety. She stayed on the drilling platform for 2 nights. They actually made her a special cage they welded together.
Aww.
And they gave her food and water. The animal was finally lifted by crane onto another oil vessel passing through the area. She was taken to vets in southern Thailand. Animal charity volunteers are now caring for the dog, but don't know if she actually has an owner or if she's a stray dog. It's possible she swam from the shore or boarded a boat and then jumped off, but 135 miles out.
Can a dog paddle that far?
I don't know.
I think 135 miles seems excessive. If you would have said 30, I would have been like, well, maybe.
30 miles is still an incredibly long way to swim.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you got extra.
You got four legs.
And you know, and the doggy paddle, it's just instinctive.
Yeah.
But 139. That dog must have jumped off a boat.
Must have, right?
It has to.
Either way, the fact that they were able to save the dog and bring it to safety.
She looks so scared, too, in the videos.
See, the thing is like, you think of stray dogs, you know, here, and they like you kind of get this mental image of, like, a ratty dog, you know, that's been all feral. I've been to Thailand. We went there for our honeymoon.
Yeah.
The stray dogs there, cute as hell.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and they're just wandering all over the place, and they'll just, like, the restaurant workers will shoo them off, but I'll feed those dogs. I don't give a damn.
Like, you come here.
I paid for this steak. Guess what? You're a cute-ass dog. You look like a tiny German shepherd. You're getting a piece of filet.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You got any monkeys over there?
Yeah, monkeys were a-holes.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah,
that's what
I've heard. Like,
yeah, monkeys, yeah. Real dicks, but the dogs, yeah. Just cute.
Adorable.
As yeah.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave and Mahoney, now growing up in your teens and your early 20s, did you guys ever have like an urge to go on certain shows like Singled Out or The Man Show? Or Jerry Springer, just to check them out.
Message deleted.
Double Dare for me as a kid.
Oh, Legends of the Hidden Temple, man.
Oh, yeah.
That yep. Looked amazing.
But no, never like a Jerry Springer or anything like
none
that.
None of that. Jerry Springer, Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake, Montel Williams.
I feel like you would be like a troublemaker if you went on those shows.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to throw a chair at me.
Yeah. No,
and that
no.
Always happens. Somebody always throws a chair.
Yeah,
I would have went on the other Mark Wahlberg's Blind Date. Do you remember that guy?
Was that the one on like, MTV?
No, it wasn't on MTV. It was always on like that like bootleg WB.
Yeah.
You know, always late at night. And then they had like the little pop-up windows.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was like I would have went on something like that, but never anything else. I always wanted to go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I've always felt like that's the easiest way to win about $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm making it to the million. Chances of that are pretty slim.
Yeah.
But I like to get to a, like most times I play, I get to $100,000.
Wheel of Fortune?
Nah.
I feel like I'd be decent at Wheel of Fortune. I'm too stupid for Jeopardy. I would just embarrass myself.
Teen Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Yeah.
Let me
take on
right
them
down.
Kids.
Do they got elementary school Jeopardy? Let me take on those kids.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you received a letter in the mail saying that you were part of a small group who were elected to change their names, it's a government issue and not an option, of course. If you had to change your name, what would you change it to?
Message deleted.
Mahoney.
That's it?
Just one name like just Madonna?
One. Yeah, just one. Just single, solitary name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like your parents should let you change your name when you're like 8. And then you got to stick with it.
No.
Just to learn a life lesson.
You're like, pasta like, butt face. What? What's wrong with you, kid?
Turbo Rocky.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, compliment yourself. Like, what are you feeling nice about today? Dave, I love the shirt, man. Looking good, rock star.
Message deleted.
Thank you. I was going to have to compliment myself, but now you've taken care of it for me. I appreciate that. My standard black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big departure from what you wear most days.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really stepping out today.
Sylvia, would you like to start by commenting or complimenting yourself?
I like my hair today.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Really?
Wow.
What do you mean? What,
no,
why do you have to ask?
I'm just curious if you're confident in that.
We
just didn't want you to rush into it.
What do you mean rush into it?
Yeah, that compliment.
No,
it's fine.
Sure.
I'm digging my hair.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm having a good hair day.
Sure. Did you clean your glasses? I mean, you were cleaning them before the show.
Yeah. Did they look dirty?
No, no. I'm just curious.
No, I mean,
thankfully, we don't have any mirrors in here.
What are you trying to say?
Just kidding. Your hair looks wonderful.
Like for any job, I would say, you know, it's nice that we don't have mirrors like in the studio.
Yeah.
Bouncing back, making us look deep into our souls, coming to terms with our mortality, that sort of thing.
What is going on here?
I have a mirror, like a compact mirror. I don't look into my own mortality.
Ian, would you mind complimenting yourself?
Guys, I still got it when it comes to my golf game. No, Dave can back me up on this.
He went to Top Golf, and I saw a picture that his girl posted of him. Good looking stroke there. Yeah.
My form is still there. Yeah. It's great. It's been a couple of months.
Arms straight as it was coming back.
Don't come at me, man. I know what I'm doing.
You watch one Masters.
He's Tiger Woods, y'all.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. So let's talk coffee and tea. Dave, I know you're a coffee addict, but did you ever think about like mixing it up or maybe switching teams? Also, have you ever met anyone who only drinks water in the morning? How the hell do they do that?
Message deleted.
It's strange. I love coffee, but when you call me a coffee addict, for some reason I get defensive. I'm like, I'm not an addict.
Like, five cups
quit.
A day, man.
I can quit whenever I want.
No, you can't.
I can't. I don't think so.
I've never seen you not drinking coffee.
I've never tried. Why would I stop drinking coffee?
Well, I don't know.
I love coffee in the morning. But
change things up.
I've drank tea before.
Yeah.
Like my mom almost exclusively drinks tea.
Are you? Is she a hot tea or an
hot
iced tea?
Hot tea. Yep.
Yeah.
If she had one vice.
It would be tea.
She's a tea addict.
Yep.
What a vice.
You crazy, mama. You wild.
Yeah. You edgy.
Extra cube of sugar. I'm freaking out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney's doing coke.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Gets me up in the morning.
What a vice.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So pretty wild yesterday watching Notre Dame burn to the ground.
Crazy.
That's so heartbreaking.
The spire falling and everything, and it all happening in real time. And you're like, what's going on?
Because
like,
why? You're seeing like history just basically.
850 years.
Yeah,
I mean, it survived
destroyed.
Both world wars, a plague. And, you know, it is. They're going to rebuild it. And
It'll take years.
So have you heard about how much the money is pouring in already?
There was a billionaire over in France who donated or who pledged $113 million to help rebuild.
Husband.
Yeah. So
really,
yeah.
Is he a billionaire also?
The owner of Louis Vuitton has pledged $250 million himself. The mayor of Paris came out, said $50 million coming from that family.
The mayor of France has fifty million dollars.
Yes, I don't know.
They're overpaying their public service.
Gucci as well stepping up. So like all of these huge designers.
Okay, but is it going to have those ugly ass logos on it? Is it just going to be like, hey, we're going to throw a bunch of LVs on there
and a bunch on the new roof
and the Gucci symbol? Yeah.
The investigation so far looks like it was just a construction accident.
Well, it wasn't foul play, which is good to hear.
Because
makes it somewhat better, right?
Yeah.
That somebody, like, when something's that old and has that much history, you know, like, I thought it was arson when I first heard, right?
I just couldn't believe it. Because you couldn't see any firemen that were out there, you know. You just saw it burning. But Ian was telling me this morning that the firemen set up, you know, like you'd see, like, a traditional bucket line back in the day.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, but it was more to get stuff out. And so, like, the crown of thorns that were on Jesus' head and you know, all these really important historical things they were able to get out and save. And they do think that the actual structure itself, they have to do plenty more of investigation, make sure it's not going to collapse or something. But the structure itself, they think they'll be able to salvage. They'll have to redo the roof and the spire and all of that.
The spire fell. Watching the video of it fall was unbelievable. The one thing I learned yesterday watching all of that was that everybody on my timeline has been to Notre Dame except for me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here's a picture of me back in 2002. Here's one of me in 1998 on a class trip. Yeah. You know, you're like, what?
Literally everybody.
Everyone but me.
Huh.
Everyone else has a montage except for me.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
So this
But also, isn't that kind of weird? Like, something's on fire, like, hey, here's a picture of me at this place that's on fire.
Yeah.
I found that a little weird.
Yeah, you're like, is this the best time to, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I get it.
So scientists have printed the world's first 3D heart. This is a pretty big breakthrough. Scientists claim to have made the first ever 3D printed heart with human tissue and blood vessels. Although the organ is only the size of a cherry and can't pump blood, experts say it is a major medical breakthrough. So researchers at Tel Aviv University in Israel unveiled their creation earlier this week. Although the hearts will need more work before they can actually pump blood, the scientists hope to begin trials using them within a year.
Ooh, okay. I'm just trying to think of, like, if it's like a small little heart, it can't pump blood.
Why out there making Grinch hearts?
Yeah.
I mean, guys, it was just the first one. Like, they're now going to.
Oh, sure.
It works, and they're actually going to do something with it.
Like, I mean, I feel like if you're going to make a heart, make a big one, man.
Yeah, like, go for it.
Yeah. Call me a size queen when it comes to hearts, but I like bigger the better.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Guys, it's a major medical breakthrough.
I get it.
For the love of God. A lot of people out there could use a new heart.
Yeah, they don't want mouse hearts.
It's the first one. They got it right. It's working. Be great, happy.
Great news for all your exes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Super STUPID Spelling Bee.
Q-R-S-Z-3-4-O.
Steve is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you at spelling?
The worst.
The worst. Wonderful.
Good.
All right, so you get to choose one of us to play on your behalf, myself, Mahoney, or Sylvia. Who are you going with today?
That would be Dave.
All right.
Oh. Bad choice.
Excellent choice, gross. My friend.
Bad choice, Steve. Oh. Sylvia's going to win, Dave.
Wow. What?
Right. Oh, that's right. We will see.
That's right.
Wow. Thanks,
all right. So
man.
Ian is going to guide us through this. I like the fact that you're not even saying you're going to win. Like you're talking trash on Sylvia's behalf.
That's right. She needs a manager.
Wow.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Jeez. I'm the Paul Heyman to her Brock Lesnar.
That's right.
All right. So since Sylvia is claiming the victory from last week, we'll let her go first.
All right, Sylvia. Round one. Your first word: chandelier. Chandelier.
C H A N. D-E-L-I-E-R.
Sylvia, that is very correct.
Very well nice, done, Sylvia.
Very nice. Yeah. On to Dave. Dave, your word is aficionado. Aficionado.
Ugh. Aficionado. Steve, do you know how to spell aficionado?
No, I don't.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. A-F.
Just remember there's ass in there. Yeah.
What?
Aficionado.
What are you talking about?
What?
Oh, man. A-F-I-C-E-A. Wait. A-N-D-O.
Wow, Dave, that was just a mess. That was a mess.
Oh, Steve, I'm so sorry.
A-F-I-C-I-O-N-A-D-O.
I would have gotten that wrong.
Yeah.
You would have gotten that wrong, really?
One of those slightly stupid tickets, too.
Yeah, sorry, man. I blew it for you.
Alrighty.
Well.
Can Mahoney spell amateur?
Yeah, he can.
A-M-A-T-E-U-R?
Yeah, he can. Wow.
Right.
Oh, okay. Right. That's very correct.
You gave him that word last week.
I know. I need to see if he's practicing or not.
Of course he can.
You gave him that word last week. What are you doing, man?
She gets Steve, picking Dave.
And I already hung up on Steve.
Oh,
you already hung up.
Wow. Yeah.
You didn't give him anything?
No, we have Jessica here.
But we got Jessica here.
Why would you just hang up on Steve? And of course, Mahoney knows how to spell amateur.
Of course.
Why don't you
does.
Ask him how to spell porn, too? It's a one
the traditional
thing.
Or the Latin spelling.
Oh.
All right, so Jessica is on the phone with us. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. So I'm out. Mahoney is still in. Sylvia is still in. And now you're in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Game on. All right, Sylvia, your word is aardvark.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Okay. What am I spelling?
You're not spelling.
No, you're not spelling. I am.
Sylvia is spelling this one. Aardvark is your word.
Aardvark.
A-R-D... V A A R K?
A A R K? No.
It's
not A R K.
It's double A R D V A R K.
God dang it.
Okay, Mahoney.
Yeah.
Mahoney, your word is analyze.
Why does he get the easy words?
These are not easy words.
These are definitely
not
easy words.
Sexy
I'm
words,
ready
though.
To move on.
These are not
okay,
easy
start
words.
With anal.
Was it Friday night? A-N-A-L-Y-Z-E?
That is correct.
All right.
All right, if Jessica spells a word, just give her whatever. Let's go.
All right, Jessica.
Done with this stupid game.
You can win right here with a...
stupid game.
What?
What?
Shut up, Jessica.
Shut up, Jessica.
Spell a word.
Jessica, your word? Berserk. Berserk.
Oh, okay. B-U...
All right, how about we start over? How about we start over?
Hold on. Let's back it up.
Rewind.
Back it up.
Berserk.
Okay. B-I.
Back it up. Back it up.
Berserk. Okay. How the hell? Okay. B-E.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There we go.
R-Z-U-R-C. CK.
Okay, let's just.
Oh my God, this is a mess. This is BERSERK.
All right.
I cannot believe that.
All right. I'll tell you
this
what.
This is a mess.
Final word here between Mahoney and Sylvia. If Mahoney manages to.
Done spelling, man.
If Mahoney manages to pull one out here, Jessica, even though you're an awful speller, we'll set you up with the other tickets.
You are all terrible.
One word?
You versus Mahoney, yes.
Okay. For one word?
No, one word each.
Each? Okay. Mahoney, clairvoyant.
Pass.
You can't pass.
I don't want
you're
to.
Playing, you're playing for Jessica.
Jessica's a horrible speller, too. She doesn't deserve anything.
Whatever.
I like that she just called in to talk trash.
Yeah, that's all she's doing.
All right, Sylvia. What's Sylvia's last word?
Sylvia, your word, facetious.
F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S.
That is correct.
In your face,
that
Jessica.
That is correct.
Do you want to give Jessica the tickets?
You rock.
No, but okay.
All right, we'll do it then.
Rump Las Vegas, live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
I can't believe that Mahoney had a chance to win and he just passed. He just gave up.
Easy,
he just laid
man.
Down and gave
well,
up.
It can't. Yeah, clairvoyant. Like
too
that.
Many rounds. Nobody's ever checked out.
Who's checked out?
Go get some more coffee.
All right.
I'm out. Need a warm up.
Well, we'll give Jessica some tickets, even though Sylvia
I can't believe
you
didn't give Steve anything.
What?
Steve bolted out of here.
Steve
though.
Was like, he was in a pretty good mood. He was a happy guy. Yeah. Jessica's crapping all over the show.
Just like you.
Yeah.
She's learned it from watching you, Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
Nudity, knives, and multiple fast food restaurants featured in our first story. You ready for this one?
Okay.
A naked 29-year-old brandishing a knife was shot by a security guard after a bizarre series of events on Sunday afternoon in which he reportedly plowed his car into a Palmdale fast food restaurant, then stabbed a man at an adjoining eatery. The incident played out about 4:30 p.m., so way too early in the day for this to be happening.
Seriously.
It began when the suspect, described initially as a shirtless man, crashed his car into the wall of a Carl's Jr. He then got out, ran across the street to a nearby McDonald's, at which point he completely undressed. Deputies say the man, now naked, entered the McDonald's and stabbed an 88-year-old guy who was eating with his grandson.
What?
With what?
With a knife. What do you think he stabbed him with?
I don't know. He was naked.
His looks?
Oh, gee.
As the suspect was coming out of the McDonald's, he was confronted by an armed security guard. When he tried to assault the guard, that's when he shot him.
Good. Yep, good. If you're stabbing guys who are just trying to enjoy some chicken McNuggets.
With their grandson.
With that amazing sweet and sour sauce.
Oh.
On a, you know, weekday afternoon, your ass deserves to get shot by a security guard. Also, have you ever been to a McDonald's with a armed security guard?
No.
No, I mean, it must have been a pretty dicey part of town,
but, I
right?
mean, good thing that that guy was there.
Yeah. So a Florida man was arrested Sunday for allegedly fleeing from deputies in a Ferrari. Authorities said that he admitted to initially speeding, saying, the car is a Ferrari. It goes fast.
I mean, he's not wrong, Dave.
Authorities say they were alerted to the sports car driving recklessly. When deputies tried to pull him over, he sped up to 100 miles an hour. He allegedly turned off the car's lights and continued on his way. The man who lives in Miami was reportedly driving the Florida Keys at about 2:13 a.m. He was eventually found at a gas station with a female passenger. He admitted to speeding, but denied eluding authorities. The female passenger allegedly told authorities that she told him to slow down after seeing the lights on the patrol car. She was not charged.
Ooh,
man, you diming him out.
Snitches.
He faces charges of fleeing and eluding law enforcement.
I mean, if you're in a Ferrari and you're only fleeing at 100 miles an hour, like, I mean, a Camry, like an Accord, any like normal sedan, can hit 100 miles an hour. Like, if you're in a Ferrari, if they had been like 200 miles an hour, I'd be like,
150. But, you know, 100, you're like,
I could do that.
Yeah, it's like third gear in a Ferrari.
Man, I do that on the any freeway, you know, when it's open. Look,
in one of your Ferraris?
Oh, yeah.
Hoity-toity son of a bitch.
My Ferrari Avalon.
I saw you replace that logo on the front.
Uh-huh.
So federal charges have been filed against a former executive from a Melbourne, Florida-based nonprofit organization.
For what?
Well, he was supposed to be using the money for the International Space Station, and instead he was buying high-end prostitutes. Whoops.
Oh.
He is his name is Charles Resnick. He is the chief economist for the Center for the Advancement of Science and Space, which runs the ISS National Lab with an agreement with NASA. He faces 10 federal charges, including creating fake receipts when filing the expense reports from 2011 to 2015. An excerpt from the incident indictment rather reads, expenses incurred for escorts, prostitutes, and expenses or related expenses for which employee could be reimbursed. The man is in a whole lot of trouble now, and again, this is supposed to be a nonprofit that promotes science in space, and instead, he's over here canoodling chicks.
Well, see, in a way, it's science.
Yeah. Well, kind of, you know, he's supporting astronauts and in a bit of a way.
Yeah,
sure.
Trying to put something into orbit.
I mean, you can't spell astronaut without ass.
So a former...
You can.
Yeah, actually, you can.
No, no, A-S. No. I like it with the two.
You like
apparently,
apparently you're not familiar with that series.
Oh.
Google it.
So a former employee threatened to kill his coworkers via email. He sent an email to all of his former employees or all the former members of the place where he used to work. And deputies responded and said, hey, man, you know that you can't send a threatening email. That's a credible threat to a workplace and you're threatening violence. He said that he had no choice but to contemplate killing, and I probably would have slaughtered everything one day. I think about it every day. He also initiated a lockdown at the facility in response to the threats. After deputies determined that the campus was secure, they went to his house, where he initially refused to come out or speak to them. Eventually, he came out and was taken into custody. That would be a $500,000 bond that they slapped on him.
What do you think's a bigger offense? Him threatening to kill all of his coworkers via email or replying all to an email that does not need an answer?
Reply all.
Yeah, the reply all is makes me want to kill everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We all know.
Talking to you, Bossy Rossi.
This is a rhetorical
email. Talking
to you. It's out. You don't need to say 10-4. Got it. To reply to everybody. What are you doing?
Or, ha, 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 that's so funny. Stop that.
Brown nosing.
And finally, a 71-year-old shoots his neighbor with a water gun.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of really plain.
Super soaker?
Filled with his own urine.
Was the neighbor stung by a bunch of rogue jellyfish?
No. An elderly Florida man squirted a woman several times as she walked her dog in front of his residence on Saturday. Police have charged Joel Benjamin, 71. He approached the female victim about 9:30 p.m., pulled out the water gun that contained his own urine. The woman, 50, was walking her dog. Benjamin and the victim live in separate apartments at the complex. When questioned by the cops, he admitted that he shot the victim with a water gun containing his own urine. When questioned, he said that he would, quote, do it again. The court filings do not indicate why he targeted the woman. A source said the defendant may have been angered by fellow residents failing to curb their dogs. But this... Like, at 71, you're old, but you're not that old.
No, you're not, like, crazy. Like,
you shouldn't be that old
where
you're
mind.
Running around with a
water gun full of urine.
Like, how long did it take you to fill that thing up?
Like, did you mix it down with the water?
Or? Yeah, did you water it down, or was it all just urine?
It was, like, pure urine.
Ew.
Oh.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The smell.
Did you have asparagus? Oh, my God, Benjamin.
Gross.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is something that you just think is great? It's just the bee's knees. You love everything about it, and your significant other or your friends just not into it at all. And you can't understand how something so wonderful can just be passed off as something that doesn't matter at all to them. Michelle joining us this morning. What's up?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. What about you?
Good, thanks. So mine is, my wife and I are actually 15 years apart. She's going to be 50 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I just think is great is, of course, certain music that I grew up on. And so, if I'm feeling particularly bored and I kind of want to get a rise out of her, I'll put in, you know, Slipknot or Nine Inch Nails so I can hear consistently the exact same way.
Love
how music back in her day was better and people could sing versus now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're just feeling bored and you want to just, like, you know, ruffle the feathers a little bit.
You're like, let's put on some Slipknot. Let's see how things
throw
go.
Some Cole Chambers, Mudvayne. Hell yeah.
That's hilarious.
Much, yeah, and it doesn't matter how many times I do it, I will hear the same story every time and how my music, you know, it sucks.
sucks and nobody can sing. And I'm like, have you listened to the music when you were growing up?
Yeah.
I mean, 15 years isn't really that big of a difference.
Yeah, but there's...
Like, if she was talking about, like, Frank Sinatra, but there's like, he could sing.
There's a difference between, like, modern rock and classic rock.
Like, the Bee Gees.
Right. Yeah.
And you would think it's not a big difference, but it's actually kind of... It's interesting how generationally it really is. So if I want to bring up even something like REM or old school Metallica or Ozzy, she's for it all day. But anything else, like from the 90s and beyond, she doesn't want to hear about it.
It's funny how there's a line in the sand. Like in the last 15 years, I don't feel like there's been like that big divide, right? Uh-huh. But it's like classic rock up until 1991 when Nirvana came along and Pearl Jam.
Yeah. You don't play those on class. I mean, they're starting to filter those into classic rock stations.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam and Metallica and Nirvana.
Soundgarden, all those bands.
Those are never, that's not classic
but there,
rock.
But there was a moment where a line was formed, and
classic
it's because
rock
of
was
all
classic
those.
Classic rock, like 2 years after.
I know.
Like 1981 happened, and then all of a sudden that was classic rock.
Yep.
Everything before that was classic rock.
Thanks for the call today, Michelle. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Swan here on Twitter said, I'm obsessed with Ocean Water, Sprite, and Coconut from Sonic, and every single time I order it, my wife will grab it from me, take a sip, and then practically spit it out in disgust. I don't get it.
I've never had that. Sounds pretty good, though.
Jason said, professional wrestling. My wife just can't get into it. Loves MMA. Uh-huh. Hates the fake stuff.
Fake stuff?
It's fake.
It's Sorry, not fake.
It is fake, you guys.
Those are athletes, and you are doing those amazing athletes disservice.
That ain't fake.
A disservice by calling it fake.
Don said, all right, someone's got to say it. Sex. I'm really into it. She hates it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe just with you, Don.
Oh, man, why do you got to do that to old Don? You're probably right.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So my wife not being into the Masters,
yeah,
you know, that's, I guess, pretty normal.
I don't think that's super uncommon.
The thing that I don't understand with my wife is that she's a huge Seattle Seahawks fan, like fanatical, right? Like she loves going to the game. She's got her gear. She's like into every single play. Loves it.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan.
Yeah.
Always have been. She doesn't give a damn at all about the Vikings. I support the Seahawks. Like, if the Vikings and the Seahawks aren't playing each other, I'll support the Seahawks and cheer for them and everything else. The Vikings are
on. Like, screw
and
your
she's just like, whatever. Just leaves the room. Like, she's bought me Seahawks gear that I'll wear.
Uh-huh.
If anything purple is near her, she's like, nah, I'm good. I've never seen her wear Vikings anything.
I mean, that's awesome.
It's not awesome.
Yeah, it is. Because, it's really funny.
It's because she's much more attractive than you are.
Yeah, I know. She can get away with it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah. Married up. I mean,
well, one of you did.
Yeah. Sean said, I study and research rigging and cranes for fun as I work as a rigger. Hmm. So when we're out around town, I'll spot cranes and want to go look, and my wife could just care less. So I'm in one seat geeking out about this crane, and she'll just look at me like I'm nuts.
I feel like that's how it is with most professions. Yeah. You know, I mean, like if you're a rigger, you know, obviously that's something that's interesting. You want to see cool stuff like that. Yeah. You know, us being in broadcasting and radio, I love listening to, like, if we go on a road trip or if we're traveling.
You love listening to other radio stations. And the most interesting part for us is who's ever on the air at the time talking, because that's the business that we're in, right? And so you want to listen in and mostly critique and talk about how they're not as good as you. But
they're not.
Yeah, of course they're not.
No.
But your significant other's like, why are we listening to some chump talk in between songs?
Because,
like,
it's interesting.
We think so.
We think so. They don't. They turn it down. We turn it up when they're talking. That's the main difference.
Robin said, Twin Peaks. I was so hyped about season 3 when it aired in 2017 after waiting 25 years for a new scene, and no one cared. Losers.
I cared. We just haven't finished season 2 yet.
The reboot sucked.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did you watch the original?
I thought so. Not really.
But then how are you going to watch the... It's not a reboot. It's a continuation.
I know, but...
How can you not watch season 1 and season 2 and then go into season 3 thinking you're invested in these characters?
I wasn't invested in the characters.
I feel like this is on you, man.
Maybe it is.
Why would you even waste your time starting... It's like starting Game of Thrones right now.
I figured that out. By the way, you could totally start Game of Thrones right now. Just skip the first 7 seasons.
You don't know who any of these people are.
Really?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah, someone's got dragons. It's going to be a fight. It'll be fine.
Spoiler, Dave.
It's not a spoiler.
How dare you say there's dragons?
Eric said CrossFit, not necessarily the community, but the CrossFit games. It's like their Super Bowl and the feats of athleticism over the course of 4 to 5 days. Incredible to me. I don't do CrossFit, but I've always enjoyed watching the pros compete. But no one that I care about gives a damn about it. nearing game season. I like that they call it game season. I get so excited, but everyone shoots it down like, why do you care? It's not like you do it. Oh, yeah? Well, why do you care so much about football, Sean? It's not like you play.
Also, hot chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
people in exceptional shape, right?
Yeah. The people who are like, have you ever watched the cross? I'm with you. I don't watch it all occasionally, but if you're flipping around,
I stumble across
and it's on, you're like, whatever. Holy cow, these people are like strong. Do you remember the strongman competitions?
The strongman competitions were awesome, especially
the big ass round boulders.
Yeah, especially when they rip their hernia and you're right there on the screen.
That's great.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I mean, that's kind of on you, man. You were trying to pull a semi.
Yeah, with your teeth.
You're pulling an airplane with your dong. Like, what do you expect is going to happen, man?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Ian, is there anything on your list that that you're really into that your significant other, longtime girlfriend, does not care about at all?
You know, I was thinking about it. Definitely punk rock music. She's more of a John Mayer type.
So really?
She doesn't really like it loud in the house. And then my hoarding also. I like collecting things. I like going to antique shops, and she throws away everything I buy. We got into a huge argument about a year ago because she threw away a Dolly Parton poster of mine. So,
why did you have a Dolly Parton poster?
Because I liked it, and it was from like,
so defensive
like
got?
70, yeah. It was from like 1975. So,
Tiffany said mine is Harry Potter and reading books as a pastime. He says I'm a nerd, but he loves that about me. Ivan, the blind Mexican, said this morning show, I mean, Mahoney got fresh jokes on the daily, but the lady be like, man, Sonny, 106.5.
When you want to listen to wallpaper in audio form, Sonny 106.5.
Oh, another Maroon 5 song. This is great.
Great.
Another Tiffany said, I love binge watching TV shows and my boyfriend can't stand it. What kind of monster can't stand it? He doesn't know how I can sit there and watch multiple episodes in a row, especially Law & Order SVU. He hates that show.
Who? I mean, Law & Order SVU does take some serious turns here and there. For me, it's the complete opposite. I love movies. Like, and binge-watching TV shows occasionally when we come across something phenomenal like Breaking Bad or Deadwood or something along those lines. But I cannot get my fiance to watch a movie. Like, there's no,
really?
we could watch 2 hour long episodes of something.
See, mm-hmm. I really like watching movies because I feel like I've accomplished something when it's over. Like, no one's going to be impressed that I watched another episode of Naked and Afraid last night, but I can sit there and talk about how I watched The Mule with Clint Eastwood and I didn't think the ending was as strong as it could have been.
Well, I think Eastwood's kind of lost it over the last few years. Yeah. As a, you know, post Unforgiven, it's Million Dollar Baby was like probably the last good one.
Even Million Dollar Baby, I felt like he just would like cast himself in that role so he could say a bunch of racist stuff.
No,
that
you're
really
thinking of Gran Torino.
Oh, Gran Torino.
You're thinking of Gran Torino. That was not very good. But yeah, I cannot get her, or I have to twist her arms to go to a movie or watch a movie, which trying to make her watch all like 24 movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yeah.
And to her credit, she did it, but she hated every second of it.
She complained.
The only two that she liked were Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but you force her into weird stuff. Like when you were super into MMA, you made her watch all of the old school, like you bought the entire catalog of old Pride fights.
Yeah.
And you used to make her sit there and watch for hours on end a bunch of fights that happened like 20 years ago.
Pride never die, man. That's still the best mixed martial arts that we've ever encountered in our entire life. There will never be another moment in time like that. But she does. I did get her into, she hates professional wrestling, but she likes the backstory of it. Like if you watch like the WWE's version of like 30 for 30, like the NWO wars and the Monday Night Wars and things like that, she loves the backstory and the history, the behind the scenes stuff of it. But when it comes to the actual in-ring performance, does not care one bit. She likes the guys talking on the mic. Uh-huh. Cool. Soon as they start doing like, you know, if you got like Finn Balor in there doing all these crazy moves or somebody doing backflips, doesn't give a damn. Not 1 ounce of care about the actual physicality, but likes the story.
So let's flip it. What's something that she really loves that you don't give a damn about?
Working out. Eating healthy.
Yeah.
Being productive. Being a good human.
See, I don't get why my wife follows these bloggers on Instagram. I'll hear her listening to these stories, and I just look over, and she's these empty-eyed, dumb blonde chicks with these stupid hats that live in Utah. I'm like,
what? Why do you have... nothing better. They have nothing better to do. They are trying.
They're like, okay, so today I'm gonna get. I'm like, oh my god.
Well, it's because she's trying to get like ideas. No. It's sort of like Pinterest for her, almost.
They're all lying. All the bloggers, like I swear. Like,
but Amber Filler Upper is really, she's impressive.
We both
got dumb kids with dumb names.
Yeah, stop naming your kid like
Blakewell. What is that? You just put a bunch of letters together.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What sex gear do you guys, like professional or like workout attire? I don't know. You see a lot of stuff in like workout gear, but it's something about a hot chick in office wear.
Message deleted.
It's something about a hot chick in literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you go to the gym and you see people walking around that look like me in workout gear and there's nothing sexy about it. But then there's a hot chick that walks by and like everyone's just like, boom.
Well, because like the yoga pants, like it just hugs every curve and everything.
Yeah.
You act like Dave's not wearing yoga pants.
I'm wearing yoga pants and a push up bra and still there's, I'm inadvertently dropping my key.
Yeah.
Like, whoops.
Well, do more squats.
Oopsie. Wow, Sylvia.
Yeah, good looking people. I mean, this goes for men and women can wear literally
anything. It's like the high waisted pants.
Yeah.
Like those don't look good on anyone,
no. Mm-hmm.
But they became super popular because hot ass models started wearing them.
Yeah. And they make them look good.
Because they make everything look good.
Yes. And then, like, when people were like, oh, I'm going to try that, and it doesn't work.
It's like when you, like, and guys who are in shape, you know, if you don't have a gut and you broad shoulders and big arms, you can make, like, you could go to Walmart and make an outfit look good, you know, whereas I could wear a, you know, $700 suit and it'll still look like garbage.
There's something to be said about when you're feeling good, you know, you've been working out, you've been eating healthy and you go shopping. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in the changing room, you're like, everything looks great because you feel great. And then you try on the exact same clothes after a cheat, you know, year or two, and nothing looks good. Yeah. Nothing
also,
feels good.
The lighting in like changing rooms is awful.
You would think that they would have like that hotel lighting. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, but it's just like really harsh lighting, and it's coming from the top. So like everything is just like, I don't know.
You see all these weird shadows and lumps.
And you're like, I didn't know I had that.
Yeah, like where did that?
It's the worst lighting.
Where did that extra 30 pounds come from? That's the worst.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you won the lottery, what would be your cutoff for people who you would help out? Like, would you throw your mail person some cash? How about your dentist? Or would you, like, cut anybody out of your family? Like, who would you cut and who wouldn't?
Message deleted.
The entire family is taken care of, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say cut off.
Well, immediate family.
Yeah, the immediate
family. You're
not
talking like cousins.
I've only got three cousins.
Yeah.
One of them I haven't talked to in like 30 years.
So technically two.
So he's out. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. Sorry, Jesse.
But the ones that you like.
Yeah, there's two cousins that I like a lot. Well, I guess there's a fourth one. I don't ever talk to her either. She get a little something. But yeah, the main two cousins that I actually talk to.
You would give somebody you've never talked to something?
No, I mean like we're Facebook friends and stuff.
But do you, like, interact on Facebook?
She's very nice.
Does she like your posts?
I mean, I guess. I don't really.
I mean, if she's holding down liking your posts on Facebook.
I'd have to go back and check.
Every single.
$150 million hangs on this.
You better be liking my posts.
Yeah, I mean, if I won one of those crazy $500 million lottos, I still don't think like my post person's making the cut.
No,
man.
And my dentist. What are you talking
about? Why? He's
fine. Already drives a Ferrari.
Yeah.
He doesn't need my money. Being a dentist is the best gig ever.
Yeah, get out of here with all that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When I find out good news, I do this little kick like river dance thing where I kick my feet real hard. Now, I don't know where I got it from. But if you see these legs are kicking, you know I'm a happy man.
Message deleted.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I'm dead inside, but like very rarely do I get news where I'm like, woohoo, yay,
really?
Yes. Like, what do you get that excited about?
I don't like you happy.
See, it's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to go the other way. Like, I can get like crazy mad very, very,
very
easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But as far as
my table is not ready at Cracker Barrel, Oh, hell
end,
no.
End of the world.
Oh,
I will aggressively rock on that white chair out front.
Oh, you called my name, but my table is not ready, and I have to stand here for 30 minutes? Okay.
30 minutes?
It happened this weekend.
30 seconds and you're melting down. Just 30 minutes. You're not standing there for 30 minutes.
Patience,
so
this
you didn't stand anywhere for 30 minutes.
You definitely
leaned on a wall or something.
No, I was standing there. My cousin was in town. So her and her kids and her husband, who I'd never met her kids or her cousin, and my grandparents with me, my parents, my fiance, and we got a party of 9 people. So it's a large party.
It's a big party.
And I did the check-in early on the app. They call our name, and we go up there, and then there was like several big groups that went up at once, and I saw them. There was another big group that cut in front of us, and they took our table. And I'm like, hey, man. No, we just called your name to get you ready. 30 minutes later, it took all the restraint in the world not to make a scene in that little knick-knack shop at Cracker Barrel this past
weekend. Did you angry eat that cornbread once you sat down?
I didn't get cornbread. Gave me some dry-ass biscuits.
I don't eat that too.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Howard Stern has said that he is retiring from radio. He is 65 years old, and he said that after 35 years on the air, he is hanging it up because it is affecting his health.
And this is coming in 2020, allegedly?
Yeah, at the end of his contract in 2020.
I mean, we've heard this story once or twice from Howard.
Yeah, he says it basically as every contract negotiation is going on, he always talks about how he's done. But he said, when I get out of radio, I'm getting out, man. I'm pretty sure I'm almost out the door. I'm getting out anyway because I realize that radio is affecting my health. When I'm home on the weekends, I'm fine. I mean, look, he's made so much money. Like, let's not kid ourselves. Howard Stern is the highest paid entertainer of our lifetimes, regardless of what form that it comes in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think that Brad Pitt or George Clooney or these other A-list stars make $20, $30 million a picture.
Yeah.
They're not cranking out 3 of those every single... Like, Howard Stern makes $100 million a year.
Yeah. I mean, George Clooney's made a lot of money off his tequila and some other ventures, but when it comes to straight entertainment, not even close to what Howard Stern makes. Howard Stern is worth $650 million.
Unbelievable.
It is unreal. I have a feeling that he says this... they'll offer him a whole bunch of money, and I think he's got one more contract after this one.
You think so?
I think so. Right. And then he may call it a day, but I don't think this is the end of the road for Howard. He just put out a third and allegedly final book, and that's, done gangbusters. He's the king of all media, man.
He is 65 years old, too.
But he's in pretty good health, allegedly.
He's in good health. When you have so much money and he can do whatever he wants. I mean, he's only doing it, 3 days a week live or something like that? Mm-hmm. But
they'll go down to 2 days a week live.
But still, it's like you have to wake up so early and it's just, you're 65, man.
But I don't know. He just gets
all the vacation time that he wants. I know that none of that stuff is a concern for him. And I'm sure that he still loves doing the radio show. But at some point, you have to go, I've got more money than I'll ever be able to spend. And I'm 65.
Yeah. And he probably has another, 25 years at least left coming.
You're going to do a radio show until he's 90?
No, I think he does. I think he does another 2-year deal at the end of 2020. And he'll be on until 2022 and then probably call it a day.
Either way, the most iconic broadcaster of our lifetimes?
I would say as far as radio goes, yeah, absolutely.
Who's a more iconic broadcaster on television?
On television?
That's what I mean. I really think he's the most iconic.
I mean, you had like Dick Clark. Dick Clark was pretty iconic, I would say, as far as broadcasters
But Dick
go.
Clark was a generation before us.
Yeah, that's. I mean, just in modern time.
No, I mean, talking about our lifetime.
I mean, the only other one who could even kind of compete.
You could say Johnny Carson, I guess, but that was also a generation before us.
Carson was bigger.
What about Ryan Seacrest? Like, is Ryan Seacrest close?
Ryan Seacrest is definitely one of the biggest broadcasters of our generation.
Oh,
but as far as being like an iconic broadcaster, like Ryan Seacrest is wallpaper.
Good. Yeah.
He's wallpaper. I mean, like, he's very, very good at what he does, but there's nothing special about him.
There's nobody going buck wild. Like, Stern created a cult. Like, I mean, inspired tons and tons and tons of people to get into radio. And
if you're thinking about, like, the amount of people that mimicked what he did over the years,
and
right?
They're still
like,
trying to.
Yeah, like the shock jock. Back when that was a thing, right? Because Howard Stern would say and do things that you didn't used to be able to get anywhere else because the internet didn't exist. Mm-hmm. The internet wasn't around for you to pull up whatever sort of crazy thing that you want to see at any given time. Swear words if you lived in a little bubble, like with your family and as a conservative family, and you would go to your church and you'd go to your school and you'd hang out and eat dinner, and
yeah.
like you didn't hear provocative thoughts. And Stern paved the way
yep.
for people saying things that they weren't supposed to say.
Well, and he still gets interviews. And one of the things that I think he doesn't get enough credit for is that he is a phenomenal interviewer.
Oh, he's great.
I think he gets a lot of credit for that. But
I think there's a lot of people who don't give him
or
credit
who
for
don't
that.
Know.
You
know?
Yeah, like, they just think of him as a shock jock.
Yeah.
You know, he gets things out of people that you would be, that they don't say anywhere
because
else.
Because he just kind of like makes that environment for them
right.
to be
interviews
really comfortable.
Suck 99% of the time. You know, there's a reason why traditionally we don't have someone on our show unless we are very invested in who they are
right.
or we know that it's going to be an interesting interview for somebody who is listening.
Right, because most of the time they're just coming
anybody,
yeah, anybody
and make them
but
interesting.
He also got the A-list of the A-list.
Yeah.
And do you remember how good the show used to be on E when they used to
rewatch it every night? Every
so
night.
So good, man. So either way, whether he's actually done or he's going to do another two-year deal, who really cares? But Howard Stern, an incredible career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's gonna get another like monster contract. They're gonna pay him $200 million a year.
Just to hang out one day a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo have pleaded not guilty on all charges in the bribery scandal, and this is basically setting them up to be the fall people. So Felicity Huffman just quickly said, "Yeah, we're guilty. I'm sorry. I want to quickly step out of the way of this."
A little bit of a difference between her and what Lori Loughlin is being accused of.
Lori Loughlin now being accused of money laundering. And she's writing off all of this.
And that's where the big time prison sentence is coming in. And that's why I feel like she's pleading guilty or pleading not guilty for that to try to either. And she's hired a guy who, one of the main prosecutors in the Enron scandal from years back, who, you know, obviously if you were going after Enron, which was one of the biggest companies,
multi-billion-dollar corporation,
and you brought them down. You know, being your defense attorney, I'm not shocked that this guy knows his way around the law. I think a plea deal will be cut. I just don't think
they turned down a plea deal though because they thought that the prosecutors were bluffing. And so, yeah, I think that eventually they'll realize, oh boy, we are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And I think that what they could have had initially, they're going to want back.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can't. The thing is, we've talked about this. You're going to try what you can do to help your kids get ahead and whatever with the crew thing. I don't care about that. I do care about the tax dodging. You can't dodge your taxes. You got to pay your taxes.
The rest of us are having to deal with that crap.
I finished mine the other day.
Did you?
I waited until the 15th.
Monday is tax day, so yeah.
I waited until like the last minute because I had kind of forgotten.
Everyone does that.
It happens. Procrastinate.
I was just glad the TurboTax went through. I was like, whew.
On Saturday, I emailed my accountant. I'm like, hey, man. You file that extension?
Because I was like, "Who's this?
Yeah, who this? New phone?
Cover your ears."
Alex is joining us this morning. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So you're a big alternative music fan, I assume.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So the way that this works is these are all popular alternative songs that have been covered. So you know, maybe a slightly different rendition than you're used to hearing. Ian has scoured the internet to find some of the most impressive covers one way or the other. You're trying to figure out the artist and the song. If you get both, you get a full point. If you get just the artist or just the song, it's a half point. We've got three songs for you today. You get two out of the three, you win. Simple enough?
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Song number one in Cover Your Ears. Good luck to you.
Tell my girl I'd be back, operator, please. This is stuck in my mind. Can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. I should have seen a glow, but everybody knows.
All right, we'll go ahead and stop it there because that's 30 seconds. Was he actually playing that guitar, Ian, or was that just the track?
Believe it or not, that was him playing the guitar.
Good guitar playing.
It's great guitar playing. Unfortunately, the rest.
Not everybody's cut out to be a lead singer.
Yeah, sometimes you can just be the rhythm guitarist and hang out in the back of the stage.
Be Eddie Van Halen, man.
Yeah,
you know
you
what?
Yeah.
That video had 15 views, though, so
15.
He's on the come up.
Okay.
All right, Alex, what do you got for us?
See, I know that song. I really well know that song, but I'm drawing a huge blank on both of them.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher when you're on the radio.
Any idea for the band? Just try to get the band to get a half point.
See, I can't even take a guess at
that. Okay, that's all right. Pressure's here.
That was Black Keys' "Little Black Submarine."
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
Really thought it would ring more of a bell with you there, but that's
like,
fine. All right, here we go. On to number two. Still alive. Here we go. That's 30 seconds. What do you got for us?
I got nothing, man. I got nothing but static with the occasional guitar riff as well as him screaming in the background, I think.
Yeah, you're really good at this game.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
no.
really good at this game. That was
no guess at all?
I got nothing, man. As I said, it was mostly static.
All right. Sorry, Alex. That's going to do it.
Yeah, man.
That was the Offspring.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. You're going to go far, kid. Yeah. Ironically enough.
You ain't going far, kid.
Thank you for playing, though, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Cheers.
All right. See you later. All right. Austin, you are in. You ready for this?
I don't know. I'll try.
Did you get either of those last two?
I did not.
All right. Well, we have a final one for you, and you can win it in just one.
All right.
Good luck. It's not going to be easy because it sounds like he's underwater, but do you have a guess for us today?
I don't. I'm sorry. Your backup failed you.
Oh, dang.
Oh, boy.
Were these just hard today?
Do we have another one, Dave? Do we have any other songs?
No.
Or is that it? Because we've never played this game where we've had
a total strikeout?
Yeah.
Complete strikeout. That was Sugar We're Going
Rare.
Down.
Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. I've got one more for you. You want to try it?
I will, yes, please. Right.
If you lose, you have to pay us $50.
Each?
Yep. No, I'll pay you $50 each. How about that?
Nice.
Each.
Okay. All right.
You
all right.
Idiot, we were going to split it.
We're cheap whores.
All right, here we go. 2 days ago, I was out there with a book in a book, and I saw my picture of a guy fired up above his knee.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You lose.
What happened?
Good day,
what a
sir.
Fail of a game today, Dave.
What happened today?
Yeah.
These are all easy.
No,
right? Okay,
no
all right. I'm feeling self-conscious because
yeah,
these,
no
these are
even
easy
get a half
songs.
Point here.
That was Incubus and Pardon Me.
Yeah.
He said the title at the end of that.
All right, Austin.
Oh.
We'll expect the check in the mail, man.
Yeah.
Each.
All right, see you later.
Well, this is good news for somebody.
Yeah, that's
I feel weird.
Yeah, I feel so disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm mad at, so I'll just take it out of myself.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Today at 7:30, the Vegas Golden Knights once again squaring off against the San Jose Sharks, and with a win tonight, 3-1. It's currently 2-1 in the series, so it's a big game. I mean, the Knights have a chance to take a commanding lead in the series. If the Sharks manage to pull off a victory tonight, it would tie things up. But yeah, this is an important one, and the Golden Knights have looked awesome these past couple of games. Playing here in Las Vegas is a huge advantage for them. Mark Stone with the hat trick in the last game. If you're not familiar with what a hat trick is, that's three goals in a single game.
Who's not familiar with what a hat trick is?
If you're not familiar with hockey, you don't know what a hat trick is.
I feel like it's pretty common knowledge for people who aren't even
did you see the stat that came out about how many goals that Mark Stone has so far in the playoffs versus the teams? Mm-mm. So it was like Mark Stone 6 goals so far in the playoffs, and then it was like Tampa Bay Lightning 5 goals, Capitals 4 goals. It's pretty impressive to Mark Stone is an excellent addition to the Golden Knights.
Great late season pickup.
And now another one coming to the Golden Knights. Nikita Gusev is a Russian star.
Okay.
It's a one-year entry-level contract, but as far as hype around a young player, mm-hmm. like this guy is a stud. Like, have you ever seen any highlights of him playing and shooting goals? It's like next level. He's doing like all these crazy helicopter moves and slamming the puck into the back of the goal with a goalie there trying to defend, and it's pretty awesome to watch. So he's 26 years old, and he led one of the minor leagues, the Continental Hockey League, generally considered the second best league in the world in scoring with 82 points in 62 games this season. So certainly a very hot prospect, and excited that he is going to be joining forces with the Golden Knights.
I get that being a fan of a team that, you know, you can't make it to, you know, you can't win the cup or you can't win a championship every year. Mm-hmm. You know, and last year was pretty amazing making it to the Stanley Cup final.
The best story in sports.
Without a doubt, you know, hands down, best story in sports. The 30 for 30 is going to be amazing. I would love to see that happen again, but all I really want this season, and I'll be happy, is if we just stop a hole in San Jose. These next two games, just put them down, man, because their Twitter, the fans in San Francisco and San Jose just talking all that garbage.
Yeah.
And just, the Knights aren't crap this season, blah, blah, blah. And then we just kick them square in the, you know,
in
the
round one of the playoffs. Yep. See you later.
I would love to see it 4-1, so rooting for them tonight.
Tonight, 7:30, very excited.
Coming back
about
from a 3-1 deficit, you know,
that's tough to do.
That is tough to do.
So several companies have sued the state tax department, arguing that no one knows for sure the official criteria that it takes to award new licenses for marijuana licensed companies. And they complain that the state releasing no information about who seeks and receives permission to sell cannabis to adults, many of them tourists, in the nearly two-year-old market keeps people in the dark as to how they may be able to obtain such licenses.
You want
to
know how?
With a whole bunch of money and political influence.
Give a bunch of money to some local politicians who aren't going to take that money and put it into our schools and then sit on the money that we raise from the taxes from the marijuana. But you got to have a lot of money and you have to pay off the right people. That's how you get it. So hopefully this will shed some light on that and open it up to other entrepreneurs who want to get into that business.
In the last 6 months, just the last 6 months of 2018, the dispensaries reported $884 million in sales, and the state took in almost $72 million in taxes on recreational sales. There are now 65 marijuana stores statewide. But the fact that it did nearly $1 billion of sales in the last 6 months is unbelievable.
Remember what they said, that they were going to take that money and put it into our schools, and how there was like a $60 million deficit with the Clark County School District this year?
But they brought in $72 million in taxes.
If we only had a way... I'm not an economist, Dave. I know that may shock.
It is shocking.
May shock some people. But if we've got $72 million sitting over here...
And we have a $65 million deficit, so we can pay off the entire deficit and still have money left over.
You want to hear something crazy that blew my mind? So if you're a teacher and you've got several masters or even a doctorate, you've been teaching for 20 years in places like California, which we've got a lot of residents from California moving here to Nevada to relocate just because, you know, the city's growing and it's a reasonable...
Cost of living is way better here than in California.
Without a doubt. But if you're a teacher and you have all that experience and you come here and work for the district, you're going to come in at an entry-level pay.
So if you've been teaching for 20 years...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, cool.
And you wonder why you can't recruit good teachers from other states.
Yeah.
That's infuriating.
So the A Little White Wedding Chapel. Everyone's heard of that one, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty iconic here in Las Vegas.
I got married there in the 80s.
A bunch of... Really?
Yeah, like 89.
A bunch of celebrities have gotten married there over the years.
Sure.
It's for sale. So if you want to buy $12
million... That sounds a little high.
Yeah, right?
I mean, do we get the Elvis costumes and stuff?
Like everything's included?
Probably. Do you get the top hat the white coat and the cane?
I mean, that property, the land is probably...
Not worth that much.
You don't think so?
So the chapel owner is a single woman. She is Charlotte Richards, 84 years old now, and she wants to retire after more than 60 years in the wedding business. She bought the space in 1951. It was just one room. Also functioned as a bedroom, living room, and kitchen. As the years passed, though, she expanded, added a flower shop, a gazebo, wedding dresses that brides can rent on site.
Mm-hmm.
She once owned and operated five separate chapels in Las Vegas. a Little White Wedding Chapel. Her final property has five chapels inside it. It's also the most famous, and there's more than a million couples that have been married there throughout the years.
That's wild. Wow.
Yep.
How much do you think she originally paid for that?
Not $12 million.
$12. Yeah. In 1950 something?
1951.
$12.
Yeah, right.
Standing by that.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
If Austin ever sends us that $50 he owes us and we finally develop our time machine, we can go back and buy it.
Sylvia and I have a brilliant idea for a time machine that you can't actually travel time, but it keeps puppies the same age forever.
Yes.
That's the plot of Boss Baby, you guys.
Is it?
Yes.
I've never seen it either.
Really?
But is it with puppies?
No, yes. It's that puppies are threatening babies because they develop the forever puppy.
Oh.
It's a plot of a movie, you morons.
God dang it.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's not too late for us this week, you guys.
You think?
We can be better. Ian, I'd like to confirm that this week has not been totally loaded with bloopers.
Not yet.
Man, it's Tuesday.
Unfortunately, we have had four today.
Four today.
Right. Really?
Who's leading?
Mahoney.
All right. But last week, let's not kid ourselves, it was Sylvia's week.
Yeah.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
I like raw garlic. Yeah. Yeah. Raw garlic,
do you
raw
eat
onions.
Raw garlic?
Not like on a regular basis, but I like it in stuff. Garlic,
do you
raw
eat
onions.
Raw garlic?
This is a man that was arrested for animal cruelty.
What was that guy charged with, Dave?
Animal cruelty.
That's not how you say that word.
Cruelty, as you like to say.
Cruelty.
Cruelty.
This is a man that was arrested for animal cruelty.
I got ashy ass elbows.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's true.
I do.
And that's just probably the only reason why you can't be a surgeon.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, everything else I'm perfectly qualified for.
Yeah.
What?
Perfectly qualified for.
Everything else I'm perfectly qualified for.
Yeah. Florence and the Machine, the High as Hope Tour. The High as Hope Tour.
This doesn't seem that weird to me. This just seems like intermittent fasting.
Like what?
Intermittent fasting. Intermediate fasting. Intercontinental fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
That's what I said, man.
No, it's not.
My fiance was there. We would have just left.
Yeah.
Like, I would have said, I would have blown up. Mm-hmm. First off, yep. Melted down and, you know, yelled some expletives.
That would have been great.
Expletives.
Whatever.
No, yeah. No. Expletives.
And now, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents to you how not to read a sponsorship.
The voicemail is brought to you by... Oh, God. I am so sorry. Cover Your Ears are brought to you by... Is brought to you by... The voicemail is brought to you by Cabinets Now with contractor pricing, same-day pickup on most products, and laminate flooring for only 99 cents per square foot.
What? What's that word?
Oh, boy.
What's that word? Why don't you just start it all over?
No, here's the thing.
These people pay good money for this.
Are you smarter than a community college drop? Bleh.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So Mahoney swears that Max Kellerman was not just farting once on his show yesterday, but multiple times, and he was trying to cover it up with a cough. I didn't hear the fart.
I didn't either.
So we'll listen to it carefully here. And
because we have headphones this time.
Yeah,
yeah. So, all right.
Okay, here we go.
He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and...
Oh, my God.
Fighting.
Yeah.
I told you guys.
Is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting.
Why did he cough before the fart? Like
he knew it was coming.
Well, he wasted the cough.
Yeah.
Draymond is usually arguing and fighting.
Oh man,
oh, it just
he timed
messy.
It out wrong, man. He was premature with the cover up.
Usually arguing and fighting.
Get out, man. We know he's usually Draymond is usually arguing and
Ian, have you isolated that fart at all?
Draymond is usually arguing and fighting. He's usually arguing and
But if you see the video, like the look on his face is just, he's so in pain. And like you can tell he's getting like the bubble guts.
Did he have bad lunch or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody on there, you know, because it was like a 6 minute long clip, which somebody on Reddit went through the whole thing, and he was, there was about seven different instances of either his stomach rumbling or
he had some bad ham or something.
No. Something was going on. And I'm traditionally not a huge Stephen A. Smith fan because, you know, his hot takes are pretty much hot garbage. But he was being a bro to Kellerman because right after that cough and fart, they go to a video package.
Oh, do they?
and it was Stephen A. Smith who was trying to get the truck to go to that to kind of give Kellerman a
give him
little,
a second. Yeah,
yeah, to regain some composure.
I mean, so that's
ass.
Tough, though, right? I mean, like, if we have a hard and fast rule that there is no farting in the studio here. And I'm happy to report that that's only been violated, I think, maybe once or twice.
Inadvertently by Sylvia.
Me.
Yeah. By
okay.
you.
No, but really, I mean, over the course of the 10 years that we've been doing this morning show now, Mahoney has maybe accidentally farted twice.
It's traditionally when I'm laughing.
Yeah.
And it was post-gallbladder surgery, I can't really.
I do remember when the Pawn Stars guys came in. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
It was when the show first started, and so Chumlee and Corey came in, and one of them just like, a minute into the interview, just rips a huge fart, and I'm like,
my gosh.
I'm like, there's some ground rules here that we need to go over.
We don't have windows. I mean, we have windows. They just don't open.
Right? It's a broadcast studio. But
did it smell? Or
oh, yeah.
Can you hear it? Like, was it loud enough?
No,
that
it wasn't loud
like
enough to hear it.
Up?
I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, it had to be Chumlee, right? It was almost certainly Chumlee.
I don't know, man. You could feel like there are days when you eat something and it's just like if you have a public job like Max Kellerman where that's what you got to do.
On the radio, you can sort of hide it. On TV, though, like if
not
you're
discomfort.
So
yeah, if you're feeling bad, like you're just like.
Call in sick, man. Yeah, call it a day on that
People
one.
Are complaining about his timing. I can't do those two things at the same time. I can't cover up a fart with a cough.
One usually causes the other for me. Sometimes if you have a inadvertent cough,
like I'm afraid of coughing. If I fake cough right now, I'll fart. So one of the Jimmy John's franchise owners is in trouble for child labor problems.
How? What do you mean? Like they have children making sandwiches?
Yeah. I thought that they had like a whole bus full of kids in the back making sandwiches. It turns out it was just a 16-year-old, but they were operating a meat slicer, and I guess that is not the rule in the area. You can't have a 16-year-old engaging in hazardous occupations, and so they're having to pay some civil penalties.
If you think anybody would know how to handle some meat at 16 years old, it would probably be that guy.
Right.
Because just speaking from personal experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's you know, your body's changing, going through some stuff.
So
the wind blows.
Oh, God.
Amber Heard got all kinds of stuff from Johnny Depp, even though they were only married for a very short time. So they were married for 15 months or something? It was not even a year and a half. And the filing that has now been made public confirmed that she received $7 million from Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
While showing that the actor requested to pay her out that money despite being worth upwards of $400 million. Mm-hmm. So she didn't think it was enough. Also walked away with the 2015 Range Rover, a 1968 classic Mustang, select pieces of furniture from their property in L.A., the horse known as Arrow, and the dogs known as Pistol and Boo. So she got the horse and the dogs and a classic Mustang and a Range Rover and $7 million.
And she doesn't think it's enough?
Yeah, and I guess she was mad about it.
She wanted more. Yep. She wanted, you know, there was the videos that came out of them arguing a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And there's talk that Johnny Depp might not be in the next Harry Potter, the Fantastic Beasts series. He was one of the main villains.
Because of this.
He's already been booted from Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. So, I mean, this could be the end of Johnny Depp as we know him as far as being.
He's going to be a musician now?
Oh, God.
I mean, he's worth $400 million, so the guy's going to be fine. I think that Pirates of the Caribbean was a twofold thing. I think he was commanding so much money for that particular thing, plus then the added bad press gave them an out for him. But there's talk that he won't, or he may be replaced in the next Fantastic Beasts series. But the Fantastic Beasts series is kind of on life support as it is because the second movie just did nothing at the box office and was like 30% fresh.
So Tim Tebow getting close to Major League Baseball, according to some scouts. He has been playing in the minors now for the past couple of years, and his baseball odyssey extending into this spring. The question is how he'll handle the pitching class from the AAA as opposed to the AA, and he is up on the Syracuse Mets now, which means that, you know, if he has a good showing here and he can actually hit the ball in AAA and he can do it effectively, he may get the opportunity to actually play in the bigs.
Yeah, I mean, he's got great hand-eye coordination. Obviously, the dude is a superior athlete, but transitioning from football to baseball is not an easy road
for most. I like Tim Tebow, man. I'm
impressed that he's continuing to pursue this, considering he could just work for the SEC Network for the rest of his life as just a commentator.
Yeah, he's very charismatic, but if you follow any of his stuff on social media or if you just follow him in the news, like he's always out doing good stuff. Yeah. He's got like the prom for special needs kids that he does at different churches around the country, and I'm just like, man, like this guy's always out there like doing nice stuff. I like Tim Tebow.
Yeah,
I get
so
that some people he rubs the wrong way because he's very religious and some people don't like that. Mm-hmm. But he's not the type of guy that I've ever seen being
he's not rubbing
really
it
pushy
in your face.
About
or like
it.
Yeah. Shove it down your throat.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not watching the SEC
Network. Definitely not shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, you're not watching the SEC Network and getting evangelized too, you know. Yeah.
He used to kneel on the field when he was playing football
and
say a prayer.
And that was like a big thing.
That's his own time, like whatever.
I didn't realize that he had gotten married about a year ago and
super hot, like Miss Universe.
Lee Nell Peters.
Do you think that's why he's hitting the ball better? Because he's finally getting laid?
Yes.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
That's what he needed.
Him and Tiger. I would love to see a buddy cop movie with Tim Tebow and Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Tiger, you shouldn't be doing that. Come on, man. Just one more porn star.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did you guys have movies that you watched over and over and over and over and over that, like when you were younger, that like you almost had memorized? I swear, I still almost know every line from the Neverending Story.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. Superman 2 and Star Wars, my dad had recorded off of TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had missed the beginning of both of them.
Yep.
So when I watched the movie in its entirety, it messes me up because I didn't know how either of the movies started. But I knew, because it was off TV, I not just knew the movie, I also knew all the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you talk about Disney movies, had Aladdin memorized, yep. Yeah. Little Mermaid.
Lion King.
Yeah. Not as much Lion King as far
were
as memorization.
You older when it came,
no, watching. It's just Aladdin was like the
one
movie.
Yeah. That was okay. For same with me. I think Aladdin spoke to me more as a young man than the Lion King. Same similar thing with my parents. We missed the beginning part of Star Wars and was all like on NBC.
Yeah.
You know, and so they like hurried up and like everybody in America went and grabbed a tape, threw it in the VCR and immediately like hit play or tried to record when Star Wars aired on network television. But I also had Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which cost me so much money over the years just because
they have a Willy Wonka slot machine now. And so every time he walks past one of those, he's like,
pure imagination plays. And I just keep playing until I get to a bonus round. I'm always disappointed.
Ian, didn't you just hit on the Willy Wonka machine?
No, I hit for $500 last night playing a Sharknado machine.
Sharknado.
So very much like Mahoney, I fell in love with the film and it transitioned over into my gambling.
They have a Goonies one now, but with Willy Wonka, I didn't have the end. I didn't know how it ended because it cut off the tape.
Oh, my God.
Like right before the elevator scene.
At what age did you find out the ending?
You get
I don't know. Probably like mid-20s? Late 20s? I never knew how it ended. I just, you know, they...
You didn't know that they lived happily ever after and
no
he got the whole
you?
Chocolate...
No.
Nobody tipped you off?
Not really. It's like it just the tape we had at my house, it cut out. And so I never knew how Willy
Wonka
ended.
What if your parents had messed with you? They're like, and that's when Charlie died.
I mean, Willy...
This whole time.
And Willy Wonka ate him. It was really weird.
Slugworth was a son of a bitch.
He was a real son of a bitch.
He was a real son of a bitch.
Turns out Slugworth actually just loved Willy Wonka and wanted to live in his house with him.
That's it. Also sound like Slugworth.
Please leave a message after
no,
the
that's
tone.
You.
Oh. What?
Good morning, guys. So I have a new dream. I'm okay with working, but I want to work to a point where I can delegate tasks to everyone else and wind up not doing anything. I want to, like,
not show up for 3 days and have nobody notice that I was even there. All right. Goals.
Message deleted.
What world do you live in? Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like,
that's called passive income. And yes, that's the goal for everyone, right? Like when you can just go on vacation and be sitting on the beach somewhere and be making all kinds of money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's very hard to do.
The reason why like being a boss exists is because we as workers traditionally are too stupid to figure it out for ourselves.
We can't figure it out for ourselves, or we're too impulsive, or we are
lazy.
We can't even see it through. That's why they get paid. Can't come up with all the money to start a company. Whatever it may be.
Like, if you invent, the only way to like get that real kind of money is like if you invent something and you have a patent on something awesome, right?
Yeah,
like, or you sell something big.
I always hear about these people that have like rich parents or grandparents that pass away and leave them a fortune to start their own business. I'm like, man, why was I not born into royalty? Like, that just stinks.
But even if you do, I have
your
a friend
mom's
who owns a couple.
Not listening.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would never change my family because, yes, I think my mom is listening right now. Love you, Mom. But it would be really cool if you guys happen to have $3 billion in the bank.
Yeah. It's like the reason you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company is because your dad was.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because you're smarter than everybody else. It's just because
almost everyone's born into a position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part. And we're all struggling to try to, like, work our way up. But I've got a friend who's a business owner. His dad owned a chain of Dairy Queens in St. Louis.
It made
pretty good money. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think he owned like 10 of them, so made a lot of money, but was always busy. So now my friend is also, you know, he owns a couple businesses, but they're bars. And he is the busiest person I know, trying to just wrangle all of his employees because, you know, if you want it done, you kind of have to do it right. So even if you end up in that position, you either get lucky and find somebody who's going to be your ride or die, or you end up doing it all yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You really have to trust somebody because you hear all of these stories about
these people embezzling
millions of dollars. Oh, my God.
It's the worst story ever.
If you're not familiar with that story, his brother was his manager / accountant / everything. His ride or die.
Brother.
His brother.
Stole
all of his money.
And it's like, okay, whatever, you know, but Dane Cook.
He crashed and burned.
He burnt out. He made so much money, became so big, so fast.
He became too popular too fast, and that happens with all of those
guys.
I mean,
Andrew Dice Clay, well, you know, even going back a little bit further, you look at Andrew Dice Clay, same one of those guys, was the biggest comedian in the world, and people go, okay. They start hating you because you get so successful. But poor Dan Cook made all that money and has none of it.
Just gone.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney, I just want to let you know, I called in. I was the caller who got selected to play your game, Cover Your Ears, just now, half hour ago. And I said I couldn't do it. I had no confidence in myself. I said, you know what? Give it to somebody who will get these right. And I hung up. And then I'm listening to the radio, and I got every single one right. All of them. So, you know, your life could be worse.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, the two guys that we had on today totally blew Cover Your Ears.
In the year that we've been doing Cover Your Ears, we've never had a complete...
The monstrosity.
Yeah, goose egg across all four songs. And so I blame this guy. This is not our fault. This is not Ian's fault. It's this guy's fault.
Yeah, screw you, buddy. Yeah, you thought you were going to call in and get some sympathy from us.
You ruined our show.
You ruined our lives.
You ruined our show.
Yeah.
You ruined our entire family for generations to come.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You're not inheriting that Dairy Queen.
Dang it.
You are not the Dairy Princess who's going to secede
to
the throne.
The one Dairy day. Queen one day.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So has everyone had the really bad neighbor before?
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually get into like an altercation with the person that lived next door to you?
It was two houses down. It was this guy was a boyfriend of a woman who lived there. So she lived there and like they lived in her grandma's house and then just was the drunkest, just racist piece of garbage. Would come driving down the street drunk and... almost hit the kids that are playing in the street.
Speaking of racist pieces of garbage, a guy in South Carolina just got sentenced to 10 years in prison because he was trying to hire a hitman to lynch his black neighbor and burn a cross in his front yard.
How are you going to get 10 years?
And of course, because he didn't actually do anything.
But the intent's there, but
a decade is still a pretty hefty prison sentence.
I don't agree that's enough. Do.
But I imagine he's not going to have the best of time in jail. Either way, he was trying to hire a hitman, undercover FBI.
Hell yeah.
That's what happens every time. Don't go on Craigslist and Google how to hire.
Do that.
Actually, you know what?
Do it.
And big shout out to the FBI for always being there.
Yeah.
Always being.
Oh, yeah, you're looking to hire a hitman?
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, fam. You got to PayPal me?
So anyway, speaking of
horrible neighbors,
the neighbor from hell, Stella Mason, 82 years old.
Is she the neighbor from hell?
She is the neighbor from hell.
Oh, no.
She got mad at her neighbor, so she pushed stereo speakers up against a wall in what was a 2-year-long campaign that stemmed from a dispute over sunlight. So her actions even prompted the family next door to build an extension in an effort to escape the racket that was regularly reverberating throughout their home. When police turned up at her property, she admitted to wearing earplugs and playing music very loudly to annoy her neighbors. And it's understood that the music choice was called The Laughing Policeman, which was first recorded in 1922.
Not familiar with this.
Would you like to hear what The Laughing Policeman sounds like?
Yes. Sounds 1922. Creepy.
All right. Yes.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Was that a hit back in 1922?
That's
what the hell
what
is wrong with those people?
When you go to hell.
it really is, man. That is terrible.
So what happened? Did the police end up arresting her?
No, so she ended up moving, but this was an ongoing case. And so she's just finally pleaded guilty to engaging in a course of conduct which caused her neighbors fear or alarm, repeatedly playing loud music, banging on walls, and creating a disturbance.
I feel like you're... similar to me in the fact that, like, you know, your incident with squatters next door and that sort of thing. You take matters into your own hands.
Yeah.
Especially...
We're going to fix this.
If somebody is trying to annoy me, like, if this becomes a standoff of annoyance, there's no way I'm losing. Like,
oh, no.
I want to know what this... Like, you just took the laughing policeman for 2 years? There was no retaliation?
Yeah.
I don't care if you're 80-some-odd years old. If you're playing that crap... Put on some, like, something she would hate. Put on, like, some old school, like, hip hop and just get some, like, 40 inch subs.
Not even old school hip hop. No, just.
I like this song.
I like it.
But I doubt the 82 year old would.
Next door.
Yeah. Like, oh, all right, I like this. Never feel like dying. I mean.
Mudvayne's not offensive enough?
No, it's not offensive.
No, I feel like if I had to pick one band out of the ether that a grandma would hate, it'd be like Mudvayne or Slipknot.
No, this is not Mudvayne's catalog.
I'm just randomly picking Mudvayne songs.
Get
what
Slipknot.
Do you want from me? Whatever. You get the point.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our favorite jail in the entire country, the Lando Lakes Detention
Would
Center.
You, hold on a second. Yeah. Though. Like, if she was like coming out and she's doing all that, like, would you just like randomly just try to scare her? I don't know why she had a heart attack.
I don't know. Yeah,
weird.
The laughing neighbor.
Yeah. That's what you're going to hear before you die.
That's insane.
Just throwing that out there, guys.
So an inmate at the Land O'Lakes Detention Center was arrested after the Pasco County Sheriff's deputy said that he tried to send a letter to his mom that contained threats against two people saying he was going to kill them. Whoops. So he wrote a letter to his mom saying he was going to kill people. In the letter, he told his mom that upon his release, he was planning to go home, retrieve a gun, and take out two people.
Whew.
And so they said, yeah, you know that we read the mail that you send out of the jail?
They listen to your calls, too.
Yeah, I'm reading your letter. Boo!
The laughing policeman.
Yes!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We've been hearing a lot about the Land O'Lakes Detention Center.
Yeah, right? Yeah, a lot
but,
of it, yeah.
You know, but traditionally when you say Land O'Lakes, you think about...
Minnesota.
Well, I just think about butter.
Okay, sure.
I don't know about you. I mean, I know you're from Minnesota, so yeah.
It's the land of 10,000 lakes.
But yeah. I think of butter.
Yeah.
What do you think Land O'Lakes, the butter company, made in revenue in 2017?
Ooh. I mean, I don't even... $43 million out of
any guess before you Google it?
I'm going to say Land O'Lakes pulled in roughly $120 million.
Okay, Sylvia.
$20 million. Okay.
This is the premier butter provider for America.
$35 million.
All you are way off. They have 10,000 employees and made $14 billion.
What?
Butter. We have missed the boat. Wow. Butter is where it's at. 14
billion. Radio.
Butter.
I mean, I guess you spell butter with a B. That's why it's 14 billion in 2017. Wow. That blew my mind. Blew my mind.
That's why they can afford to have their own jail.
Butter my biscuit, Land O'Lakes.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, you called my name, but my table is not ready and I have to stand here for minutes? Okay. Okay.
Minutes?
It happened this week.
You're not standing there for minutes.
So this
you didn't stand anywhere for minutes. Mahoney claims that he was standing for this amount of time when he went to the Cracker Barrel because they gave his table away to another party and he was furious.
And then they lied to me about it, which is what incensed me, Dave.
I see.
Yeah.
I think you're lying to me. I don't think that you stood for this amount of time, but we'll see if somebody can recall what Mahoney's lie is today. 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets a pair of tickets to go to Fly Link. Fly at the speed of fun, 12 stories above the Link Promenade on the Strip's only zipline experience, FlyLink. The FlyLink zipline is an adrenaline-fueled and electrifying sky-high experience for thrill-seekers looking for an exhilarating ride. For a limited time, locals get $10 off now through April 30th. Backward seating is also now available, so if you want to face the person that you're zipping away from, that's also an option.
Oh, interesting.
That.
Yeah, that's okay. Fun. Mixing it up a little bit there.
Yeah, I imagine that's what Sylvie would do, kind of back into the landing spot. Back it up. I don't know why.
Okay.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Shelby.
Shelby, what is the correct answer? How long did Mahoney claim that he stood for?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Don't claim. I did. I did. Because my family was there. Had my family not been there, I would have left immediately.
You would have stormed out. Oh yes.
Oh yeah. I would have taken one of those cow shaped pan holder things.
Like a hot glove for the stove?
Yeah, they're always they look like cows. I would have walked right out of there.
You would have shoplifted?
That's right.
You would have shoplifted out of anger.
So you would have gotten back at them by getting arrested for shoplifting pan holder?
And then I would be holding that thing, and as I'm walking out, I'd be like,
move
bitch.
Get out the way. You're so full of it.
Great.
All right, bye.
What happened.
We leave and we out. That's it.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.